Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, a recent report in the Irish Times said that the incoming government is likely to expand investment in roads projects following complaints from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs that road projects stalled under the former Green Party leader and Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan. Now, we know the Green Party had insisted on the 2-to-1 ratio of expenditure between new public transport and new road spending, saying it was necessary to help us achieve emissions targets. But apparently that's open to review, according to the report. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined now by James O'Connor, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork East, and Ciarán Cuff, who's co-chair of the European Green Party. And I want to thank you both for coming in. James, can I start with you on this? Like, do you think that the incoming government really needs to do more in terms of roads than the last one? Is that your position?
It absolutely is. Look, as a TD from rural Ireland and having many colleagues within the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party right across the country, we know that there were substantial issues in relation to roads funding, particularly in the last 3 years post-COVID. We know that that project amount stands at approximately about 38 million in relation to projects that were planned, announced in the Department of Transport plans that were subsequently either not tendered or there was tendering issue that had to be withdrawn. This really came to a head in a couple of months prior to the budget, where effectively this became a major political issue. What we need to now move away from in the next government of the country, hopefully which will be formed by next week in time for Micheál Martin to become Taoiseach, will enable us to move away from that model where we're having this annual row in relation to roads
which
funding.
Your party agreed to the 2-to-1 split.
That's right, but what we need to break down here is that we have a Department of Transport plan backed by its agency in roads, which is Transport Infrastructure Ireland and National Roads Infrastructure, that essentially is tasked coming up with the capital plan for the given year. But what we had last year, and indeed the previous year to that, was that funding was exhausted by quarter three in that calendar year, and the funding announcement itself had gone from when it's normally announced in the month of December prior to the start of that calendar year, dragging on into February.
So the money ran out every year, is what you're saying?
By quarter three. In this instance, it actually happened at the very end of August of this year.
So whose fault was that?
I think it comes down to the argument that was being put forward within the Department of Transport by the Line Minister to the Department of Public Expenditure in advance of the budget. And this was something that many of my colleagues in Fianna Fáil, we raised this continuously. We saw some relief to that when we came into budget 2025 last autumn. But fortunately, we're now in a position to rectify this, to, I suppose, undo this system of inefficiency. Mm. It's not good use of the public's money, and it's also going to improve upon efficiency if we secure this in the program.
Okay, well, Ciarán Cuff, you're writing about this in the Irish Times today, and from what you write there, you seem to be scarcely able to believe that James and his party now would want to, as you say, go back to the future on this 2-to-1 plan.
Well, I think it would be quite contradictory to advocate in favour of climate action while the streets of Los Angeles are on fire and then to massively increase roads funding. And James is suggesting that it's a stop-start funding for roads. But actually, the National Development Plan does allocate $1.1 billion up to 2025 and $4 billion for roads in the years 26 to 2030. But I think what's important in all of this is that we also adequately fund public transport, walking and cycling infrastructure. And eventually there will be a trade-off. If we want to see trams on the streets of Cork, if we want to see suburban rail in Limerick, if we want to see a Lewis in Galway, we have to ensure that the money is there for it. And we can't kind of write to Santa Claus and look for everything on our list and expect to get everything. And there has to be a trade-off. And I would strongly advocate, in the middle of a climate crisis, that we absolutely need to ramp up public transport, the length and breadth of the country, because we're in a climate crisis, because it's working. People are voting with their feet in terms of getting on the buses and the new bus routes that we're seeing in rural Ireland. And I think we should keep that momentum continuing. Why? Because it fulfills a really valuable social service in small towns and villages around Ireland. It also reaches out to a very vulnerable group who often don't have access to a car. Yeah.
So James, with the government formation talks now reaching the end game, is the 2-to-1 split gone? Is that your understanding?
Look, in relation to it, this isn't a dichotomy between investing in roads and investing in public
transport.
So we can
do everything.
There has to be both. And just a key fact here, it's important to reference in response to Ciarán, what he said, that 3/4 of people who use public, or two-thirds of people who use public transport in Ireland actually do so by bus. And in many cases, much of the roads across the country where, you know, we have traffic congestion, rural villages where there's traffic congestion, actually improving upon the schemes which your own former party leader, Eamon Ryan, admitted there were needs for bypass projects to be progressed. Many of these have been held up as a consequence of funding uncertainty in his department. And, you know, this isn't about writing to Santa Claus. Pascal, I don't know who is many things, but he is certainly not Santa Claus. But we do need to engage with the Department of Public Expenditure in relation to the funding certainty that's there, because what's happening, yeah, Claire, and this is important to say, it's just outrageous that we have a government-backed plan, a plan that lists in detail, great detail as a matter of fact, the actual national projects that they intend to carry out in the calendar year. And then that process itself is delayed for 3 months, from December into February, which happened for the last 2 years. And then the money that's supposed to fund it doesn't come because it's not secured by the Department of Transport, and we end up running out of money at the month of August.
So was that deliberate, Ciarán, that the Green Party minister set up that system so that the approved projects couldn't be paid for because the money would run out?
I don't know is the short answer, yeah, to that, Claire. And my work kept me very busy in Europe, so I wasn't trying to micromanage what was happening here at home. Where I do agree with James is that we do need to have a pipeline and more certainty in the years ahead. I know from my experience as a city councillor in Dublin, come late November, the shovels and the diggers were out because the funding had arrived to do remedial works. And anybody who's worked in construction would know that late November and December is the worst possible time to be digging up streets. And historically, there's been an awful lot of suddenly the money being made available at the last minute. But I don't know whether it was deliberate.
But do you accept James's point that in order to have the buses run and be efficient, you need a good road to put them on?
I would be wary of going too far down that road, as it were, because ultimately what we've seen over the last few years is a dearth of investment in public transport until the Greens came into government. And what you've seen now is a massive investment. The town of Athlone has an all-electric bus service. But there's a lot of projects that we want to deliver, like the metro in Dublin, like suburban rail in Limerick. And my fear is that if we simply prioritise the road projects, you know, you can spend an awful lot of money on 10 Dunkettle interchanges and still not solve the traffic there. Mm-hmm. But James would know from Middleton that the suburban rail service, it works when it's delivered.
And I'm delighted to deliver it for my constituents.
Of course, not every town in Ireland.
Is that what you want, James, to splurge all the money on the roads and leave nothing for public transport?
Absolutely not. And you've mentioned the Cork Metropolitan Area Transport Strategy. Contained within that is the rail investment of approximately 1.6 billion. That is something that has been very hardly fought for by Cork Chamber of Commerce, by the local authorities, not by the Green Party. They drew up the plan when you were not in government, and our government is funding that project, and hopefully it'll be part of the programme for government negotiations. As I said, this is not about this dichotomy between public investment in transport, in public transport versus that of roads. I just want to make this point, Ciarán. You even referenced the National Development Plan in your previous argument. That plan not alone contains road projects, it contains a total of 166 billion euros in capital projects. And the issue we have here is that, quite frankly, we are actually not attaining the goals in that document because we're not actually spending the money.
Ciarán,
and that's something
you,
we need to get to
you
the
reacted
the
there
of.
When James said this is not a dichotomy, we can do both.
I think budgets are always limited, and I think we have to be careful that we don't front load the roads and put the public transport on the back burner, because in the two times that we've been in government, it took quite a time to ramp up public transport investment. It was really only at the time that we left government that we had the delivery of those public transport projects on track.
So you're suspicious of James
and
Fianna Fáil.
I know that the trend that I saw in Europe, where I sat on the European Union Parliament's Transport Committee, was that we are spending the bulk of capital spending on rail. rail and other public transport projects. And it is showing results. And more importantly, it's tackling the climate change goals that we've set at a European level and indeed at an Irish level. And in Ireland, transport has been an outlier, that the emissions are increasing, have been increasing year on year. And if we, you know, put all our capital spending towards quick spending on roads infrastructure, there is a danger that the projects we've spoken about for so long, like a rail link to Navan or light rail in Galway or Cork, that we'll simply put those projects on the long finger.
And that they may not happen at all, James.
That's my worry.
If you go for the political quick fix of the new road.
There's a touch of the St. Augustine about this, that, you know, we'd love to deliver them, but we can't do it right now.
Well, I accept many of the arguments that have been made, but I do want to say it's important for us to actually look at what are the consequences of not investing in road transportation. We saw recently in Cork that Unblor Pernola stepped in with the Goulding site in Cork City. There was a plan there to develop 1,300 apartments. And the reason for that planning refusal, one of the issues that was cited was poor road infrastructure. It's the same in Middleton, the dual carriageway project that was long stalled between Middleton and indeed Carrigtwohill, which is supposed to unlock thousands of homes for development, which can't really proceed at the pace it should as a consequence of poor road infrastructure. There are huge examples right around, particularly rural Ireland. I know Ciarán is Dublin-based, but in relation to the part of the countries that I represent and indeed constituencies across the country where my Fianna Fáil colleagues sit in, these projects matter, whether it's the N71, the N72, I could list many projects.
But you see Ciarán's concern that you prioritise roads, you plough all the money in there, and you say, well, things like the Navan rail link, that's not going to happen.
Ciarán's argument is in relation to not funding road projects. We are talking about 70 road projects across the country here, in many, many parts of the country, and refocusing all of that effort into the development of the mentioned public transport projects. I'm saying with the budget surplus, with the state of the economy that we have, that we can actually do both. It's not about the soundbite of the 2-for-1 ratio, which the Green Party always speak of.
That your party agreed to.
Well, we did as part of our programme.
The question is whether you'll agree to that ratio going forward.
But this is about delivering the infrastructure that we need to support our FDI-based economy, to support massive housing development growth that we need, to supply housing to a population that's grown from 3.6 million
there when
to
James
5 million.
Said, you know, your argument that you don't invest in roads at all.
No, because we are in favour of a 2-to-1 split, and Minister Ryan has advanced many significant road projects over the last 5 years. But my worry is going forward that the 2-to-1 ratio might simply be dropped and disappear altogether, and we will be back here in 5 years' time saying, oh gosh, our greenhouse gas emissions were not on track, we're not keeping to what we legally signed up to, and people are left stuck in traffic. I mean, in Dublin, we tried throwing roads at the problem 20, 30 years ago. That's what brought me into politics, the ploughing of dual carriageways through the heart of medieval Dublin. And it became really clear that that wasn't the solution. So we made a decision to front load massive investment in public transport. That meant quality bus corridors, it meant light rail lines. And it's working. If you look at how shoppers get into Dublin city centre now, only 20% take the car, 40% take the bus, 20% take rail and light rail, 20% walk. And we're getting that shift onto more sustainable modes of transport. And I think whether it be Cork, Galway or the smallest village in Ireland, we do need to prioritise the more sustainable modes.
Okay.
It could be walking, it could be cycling, it could be a decent bus service that gets you from the village to the town five times a day and back.
James, Ciarán quotes Regina Doherty in the PC Road today when she said that the Greens have turned Dublin into a spaghetti junction of cycle lanes that have divided the city like East and West Berlin. Is that your view of what the Greens did over the last term of government?
I like Regina Doherty, but she has a habit of being flippant, and I think a lot of people would accept that. I wouldn't go as far to say as that. I respect what the Green Party bring to the table in terms of what they do, but as a rural TD from the part of the world called East Cork, I can see how the decisions that have been taken in the last 2 and 3 years in particular have really had a major impact on rural Ireland. And I want to go into this government to try and reverse that along with all of my parliamentary party.
What decisions?
The decisions in relation to the fact that we had two completely unnecessary annual rows over roads funding because of the fact that the Department of Transport were not securing resources for the plans that their own department approved.
So what's your idea then to reduce emissions by 50% and to avoid these fines that are coming at us if we don't do that?
Well, there's lots of things we could do. I think connecting Dublin Airport to our national rail system is one of them. I think actually giving a sense of purpose to improving public transport, which I've begged the NTA to do in many parts of rural Ireland, has been very, very problematic. If you move outside the metropolitan commuter zones of the cities of the country, the NTA fare structuring is incredibly expensive for parts of rural Ireland. And that's what's leading people to take the only alternative, which is their private car.
But that comes first in your mind. Is that right? The car and roads come first.
See, it's a case of that, you know, moving away from this blanket initiative to, I would say, interrupt the development of road projects in order to claim success on public transport, that to me does not cut it. And I would ask one fair question to Ciarán. Show me one hard example in the last 5 years, in the area of rail, for example, how the Green Party, being in government, has actually impacted the development of new rail networks. Don't list out to me CMATs, we've discussed that already. That was a plan that was created in 2018. To be fair to Cork Chamber of Commerce and other agencies,
Ciarán.
Dated that.
We saw the wrapping come off dozens of new rail cars within the last few months.
Before you went into government.
And there is a long time lag. There's a long time lag for this kind of significant infrastructure. And it is being...
But you had 4.5 years.
It is being delivered. And you can't just turn a pipe and suddenly magically trams appear on the streets of Cork. You've seen the electrification of buses on the streets of Athlone and in other on the streets of Dublin and in other parts of the world. So it does move slowly. I mean, I'm a transport nerd. I go to Bus World in Brussels every year. You can see that the delivery of these new vehicles, it takes time to roll them out. But I think you did see progress. But more importantly, what you saw under a Green minister was a halving of public transport fares for people under the age of 25. A 20% drop for everybody else, which was unprecedented. Did it happen under a Fianna Fáil minister? No. Did it happen under a Fine Gael minister? No. The Greens believe in public transport. You saw new bus routes being rolled out across the length and breadth of the country.
And the word
I get from those living in the small towns and villages of Ireland is Éamon Ryan has delivered on rural bus routes. He has delivered on public transport. And if the Greens were in this government, we would ensure that we would continue to deliver.
We're very much at the end of this. But James, just to finish, do you believe now, as we sit here just hours away from this government deal being agreed, that the 2-to-1 split public transport versus roads is gone?
I think it is a soundbite. And I always believed that. And what I saw in terms of government output from the last government, from the aforementioned Éamon Ryan...
But you've just been arguing here for the last 10 minutes that it wasn't just a soundbite, that it was reality and it was affecting development of roads.
But
so what I'm
it was
asking
costing
you
is
it gone from the next programme for government?
I don't know because I'm not on the negotiation team. And that's a very honest
idea.
And fair answer. But I want to say to Stu, I'm sitting in the studio now in the full knowledge that 70 projects across the country representing a value of almost 40 million have been completely stalled because of complete and utter inaction by a Green Party minister in the Department of Transport. I have to account to the people I represent in East Cork. My colleagues have to account to the others they represent across rural Ireland.
Okay.
And this has had a huge impact on road safety, on congestion and on the development of road projects across the country.
Listen,
it represented very
really
poor value for the taxpayer.
You know, one of the best things we can do for road safety is provide safe infrastructure for walking, cycling and public transport. Okay. That's the international view and it's where we should go.
All right, we need to leave it there. Ciarán Cough from the Green Party, James O'Connor from Fianna Fáil. Thank you both. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.